Right then, LFU, welcome back to another Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And today, Tuesday night, 7:30 kickoff, it's Sunderland at home. But before we jump into that, let's talk about Saturday night's game, or Saturday evening's game, against Manchester City. A bit disappointed, I can't lie. I felt like we possibly should have got more from the game. I thought we had our fair share of chances to do that as well. But obviously, we didn't capitalise on it. But let's find out what I had to say straight after the game.
Leeds United 0, Man City 1. Frustrating game, I have to say. I think we probably could have beaten them. Could have been 2-0 up in that first half if it wasn't for Calvert-Lewin missing that chance. And then Brendan Aaronson, even I was thinking he should have scored that chance that he had coming from the right-hand side. But it's disappointing. A 1-0 loss, should have had a penalty as well. It's frustrating. But you just look at it, you go, it's Man City. So can't really be too annoyed at it because they're a very good side. I thought they cheated, to be honest with you. There was a lot of the ref. Well, I don't think they cheated, but I think the ref had a very, very poor game, an extremely poor game. And that just kind of killed off for us in that second half, but we didn't really help ourselves too much. But yeah, it's not an awful result. Let's just hope the rest of the results go our way. And we can go into Tuesday's game against Sunderland and get 3 points. Come on, Leeds!
And the rest of the results did go our way because everybody below us lost. So there we go. It's not the end of the world, really, but it just makes you think on about the opportunity that we had to capitalise there, where realistically, we could have and should have gotten 2-0 up in that first half by DCL if he decided to have his shooting boots on. Would have scored that goal easily. A great ball from Aaronson into him. And even Aaronson, I think he should have had a goal as well. And he didn't finish it. He didn't put it away. So, a very frustrating game. The referee really didn't help us out. Of course, Fark being sent off. We'll touch more on that later on when we're talking about the press conference. Daft reason why he did that. No added time onto the 6 minutes, which I thought which was stupid because they were getting booked. They were going down left, right and centre, yet nothing was being added onto the already added time. So, a bit annoying, but it's Man City. Can kind of take the 1-0 loss. Let's get stuck into the Merv Awards. So, Merv Awards time. This is where I go through every single player that played in Leeds United's most recent game, which was, of course, Manchester City at home on Saturday. And I go through, rate them out of 10. Then at the end of the season, we count up the scores and whoever has the most points is this year's Merv Award winner. So, let's crack on with it. As always, we'll start off with Carl Darlow in goal. So, Carl Darlow, giving him an 8. I thought he did very well. There wasn't really too much he could have done for the Semenyo goal. I think that came from further back from the midfield, just being so easy to pick apart and the back line so easy to rip open. He pulled out some good saves as well. He stopped it from being a couple more than just 1-0. Solid game from Darlow. Really liking him at the minute. Just feels nice and secure with him in goal. Yes, we lost, but Darlow had a great game. I've given him an 8. Goodmanson, some good moments of ball carrying, but again, just didn't do a lot. That's it, really. You know, he showed his moments where he was getting forwards with the ball. He wasn't really putting anything in the box, though, which was a bit disappointing. But it was a solid game from Goodmanson. He's gotten a 6. Rodon and Stryker have both given these two a 6. Don't think they could have done too much for the Semenyo goal. Again, I think that kind of comes more from the right-hand side and the midfield. But they had an okay game. Of course, it was good for them that Haaland wasn't starting. So they've got a bit of a bonus there, but they had all right games, both with 6s. Justin and Bogle, both 7s. On that right-hand side, I know I just slated it before for that goal, but I just, you know, they were a bit out of place just for that moment. But them two on the same side is incredible. I never thought Justin would be a cracking right centre-back of a 3. and Bogle, him and Bogle linking up. It's so good to watch, so fun to watch. I'm interested to see if they start today against Sunderland. That's going to be great. So both of them got sevens. Ampadu, five, a game to forget for him. Really wasn't his strongest game whatsoever. To be fair, the midfield in general didn't have a good game. I've given Gruev a six and Stack a five. I was so disappointed by the lack of strong challenges in that middle because, to me, I know it's City, it just felt like every tackle we put in, they just get the ball back immediately. Like, one of our midfielders should be flying in for a slide tackle. No one cares if it goes out for a throw-in. Then, if it goes to their player off the slide tackle, it's fair enough. You're flying in, putting a strong challenge. We just gave them a little bit too much respect in the middle. And when you do that to City, that's when you get ripped apart and concede goals like we did against them. So the midfield had a poor game. I was very disappointed with Stack, expecting big things from him, especially after the Villa game. But I just didn't think he was that good, and the midfield wasn't. So Gruev 6, Ampadu and Stack both given 5s. DCL giving him a 6. He should have put away that chance in the first half. Extremely disappointed in him that he didn't. But I thought he dealt with the centre-backs quite well. Some good hold-up play at times, some good physicality. You know, we probably should have started Nemecha. I was calling for this in the last podcast, starting Nemecha and DCL up front, because when we played at the Etihad, when those two were playing up top with each other, City didn't know what to do. They couldn't handle the physicality. But DCL had an all right game, giving him a 6. Aronson, 5, just didn't do a lot. Again, I would have preferred Nemecha up front with DCL. But we had Aronson. There were some okay parts for him, but he didn't really do anything amazing apart from that one cross, and that was it. James, 5, came on, just ran up and down the right-hand side a little bit, didn't do a lot. Nemecha, 5, again, just nothing really stood out from him. I don't remember him doing anything to better a 5. Biol, 5, came on for the last few minutes and just didn't do a lot. If Haaland was playing, I could have seen Biol starting, but he didn't, so came on. Pirro, 5, again, just a case of didn't do a lot. Nonto picked up the ball a couple times, did some all right runs, some decent passes, but again, nothing amazing. So 5s, just straight 5s from the substitutes. And there we go. We'll leave that in the past now because, you know, don't want to get more frustrated about the refereeing performance or Leeds United's performance. City at home, that's fine. 1-0 loss, we'll take that on the chin. And move on to today's game, which is Sunderland, of course. So let's get stuck into all the pre-match conversation. Farke's press conference, let's start off with that. So what do we know? Injuries, Rodon is okay. Apparently he picked up a bit of a knock against City, but he's all good for today. There's a question mark over James Justin, but Farke then said in the same sentence that he should be ready. And Noah Okafor is the only one that's still out. So not too much on the injury front, but apart from that, what else did he say? Excellent performance against City, which I agree with. I thought we did play very well against what is probably the best footballing side in the Premier League. I'd say they're a lot better than Arsenal. No way Arsenal are better at football than City. Onto the red card. We'll shift onto that now because I thought it was a load of rubbish why Farke got red carded. So he said himself that he doesn't know how the red card can stand. He only wanted to ask why an extra minute wasn't played in the match, which I think is a completely viable reason for Daniel Farke to go up to the referee after the game. Maybe the ref just didn't like the fact that he ran up to him. I don't know. But even then, I've never seen a manager get sent off for having a word with a ref after the game. I mean, yes, I've seen it in when they're being aggressive and stuff and they're getting in the referee's faces and maybe they're having to get split up or something, but not for a little jog up. And just to ask why there wasn't any extra added time, because there should have been. Man City were time-wasting. They were going down like a sack of potatoes at every single challenge. They were getting yellow cards that were taken forever as well. Why didn't we get an extra minute? And, as well as that, look at the freeze frame where he blew the bloody whistle. It was when Calvert-Lewin was on the ball, on the left-hand side, with no one on him. It was stupid. And the Premier League statement says that the red card was for entering the pitch. I tell you what, if that's the standard, I know a certain manager who does that all the time. Bloody Mikel Arteta. Send him off. I can guarantee you Pep Guardiola will do it in his next game. Send him off as well. You can't send off a manager for simply jogging onto the pitch to talk to the referee. It's stupid. We see it every single weekend. Yet all of a sudden, oh, Daniel Farke's been sent off. It's a bunch of rubbish. That red card needs to be rescinded. And Daniel Farke said he felt Banks embarrassed him because Farke said he only got two words out of his mouth before the red card was even shown. It's a stupid red card. I just cannot wrap my head around it whatsoever because when I was leaving and I saw the videos, I was thinking, oh, Farke's probably said something to him not very nice here. But now after everything that we know, all he was doing was going to ask why they didn't play an extra minute. It's daft. It is daft. But anyway, we'll move on from the press conference before I lose my head even more. We'll go into the starting 11 now. I'm going to tell you what I'd go for if I was manager of Leeds United and what I think Daniel Farke will do. So, in goal, Darlow, back five of Goodmanson, Strike, Rodon, Justin and Bogle. Midfield three, Ampadu, Stack, Gruev, and Aronson and DCL up front. And then I think Daniel Farke will go for the exact same team. Yeah, it's probably the best team we can put out at the minute. I wouldn't be inclined to put Nemechia in like I was calling for last week because I think against Sunderland, we can be technically better than them on the ball. And I think Aronson could have a very good game against them. So don't bring Nemechia on up front with DCL. Just keep the squad as it was. And I think we'll put a good shift in. So now that we know that, let's move on to the score prediction. So Sunderland at home, they're on a bit of a rough patch at the minute. And we're not that far behind them for a side that was saying they're one of the best promoted teams of all time. They sure have dropped like a rock. And away from home, they aren't that good. The home form has really helped them out this season. And our home form has helped us out this season as well. But obviously not to the level of Sunderland's, and plus, they've been losing a couple home games as well. They're not doing well away. I think we can go and get 3 points against them, to be honest with you. We can go beat them. I think we will. I'm going 3-1 win against Sunderland. I'm feeling pretty confident today, which is pretty rare. But a 3-1 win against Sunderland, why not? They're on a bad run of form. We're closing the gap to them. Let's finish above them this season. Come on, Leeds. Right then, you heard enough of me banging on about what I think of all the pre-match conversation before Sunderland at home today. So let's crack on with it. Let's hear Dad's wiser view.
Pretty gutted about the result from the weekend. For many a reason, the manner of Man City's play, but it's got to be said, it was completely in our hands to win that game. Especially that first chance by DCL, you've got to put that away. I'm sorry, that Aronson ball was absolutely pinpoint, and you've got to put that away. So really disappointed we didn't get anything from that. However, you've got to take the performance in. We created the chances, and I think if we replicate that performance against Sunderland, this is going to be a 2-3 goals to ourselves if full shooting boots are on with DCL and the other boys, of course. I am not happy with Stack currently. I'm sure there's stats that say he's covering certain yards, but I think the game is proving far too quick for him as a Premier League standard. I think the goal we conceded, if you watch where he runs from, he is ambling back and it's his man who gets that crossing for the goal. I know you could blame the central defenders for not getting rid, but I do worry. I would like to see him dropped. I'd like to see a bit of a reshuffle and Dan James come into that side, even Nonto with Aronson covering that midfield support for the striker. I think that would work much better for us. More chances of scoring. Regardless of that change, if it is the same team, if there's not any changes today that I don't know about already, I think we're winning that game. And I'm going to go 3-1 Leeds, because we always concede, but I think it'll be 3-1 to mighty Leeds.
Honest to God, I don't usually listen to the voice note beforehand because I want to get the raw reaction from myself. For like the past 3 or 4 games, me and Dad have gone for the exact same result every time. We've both gone 3-1 this time. This is insane. You can definitely tell we're related, so it's good to know that I'm definitely his child. But there we go, LFU. That's it, all done and dusted. All the pre-match conversation done. Make sure to follow socials, Lad to Leeds on Insta and X. If you're off to the game today, if you're going to Ellen Road under the lights, let's go have some fun on your Tuesday night. If you're staying in your nice warm house or you're off to the pub, listening on the radio, whatever you're doing, LFU, go have a cracking time. And I'm feeling confident that today, me and Dad are, so you should too, LFU. Let's go and get 3 points against Sunderland. Let's stray further away from safety, that relegation zone. Let's build on what we have already. Come on, Leeds!